peace and love. This is your girl Shakti the Gypsy, and you are now tuning into another episode of Feed Your Fetish, a show dedicated to be a safe haven to openly discuss all taboo topics that will and do revolve around the never-ending rabbit hole that is sex. Now, keeping in mind everything we do in life is sex, except sex itself. The physical act of what we often refer to as sex, or our sacred or spiritual energy exchanges, is to manifest, create, and to bring that which we want, need, and desire into existence. Now, being that your creative energy and your sexual energy are one and the same, Feed Your Fetish is a show that looks to help guide you to being your best creative, sensual, sexual, expressive self. Now, as always, allow me to set the mood by first jumping into tonight's sex tape. So light some candles and turn off the lights, because it's time to feast. This is Feed Your Fetish.
When I get up all in ya, we can hear the angels calling us. We can see the sunrise before us. And when I'm in that thing, I make that body sing. I make it say, wee 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 wee
wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee wee. I'm Kid Kid, my face on every wanted poster. I'm wanted by every lady cop all over. That ass so big, I catch a battery to hold ya. Hair so big, you thought I told you pull it over. She pulled me over, pulled me out the Rover. Then she pulled me closer, threw me in back of the car, put me in handcuffs, start ripping my pants up.
Are you here with the dispatcher? Is
calling us.
cause it's on tonight. Breakfast in bed turns to breakfast in, and I can't wait to get it on. I wanna do it all night long.
Mrs. Officer,
when I get up all in ya, we can hear the angels calling us. We can see the sunrise before us. And when I'm in the thing, I make that body sing. I make it say,
welcome back, and it's time for some freeballing. And for tonight's freeballing topic, we are going to be continuing our series on the five senses of sex. Most of us, while in elementary school, learn about our five senses: sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch. They're how we learn, begin to understand, and develop our perception of the world around us. But do you know how the five senses affect your sex life? On the last episode of Feed Your Fetish, we discussed the sense of sight and how our eyes play a role within creating sexual attraction, the importance of being mindful of where you place your focus, and what you're feeding your eyes. On tonight's episode, we'll be discussing the sense of hearing, how sounds, what we hear, and how we listen play into creating through our sexual energy. Defined by the Etymology Dictionary, the word sound means to be audible, to produce vibrations affecting the ear. Our ears are how most of us take in the sounds from the noises around us. And our sense of hearing is one of our stronger stimulants we have, because sounds alone can create entire visuals in our mind that we have the power to manifest into existence through our creative sexual energy. Now, I know I have, but have you ever had someone just say your name and suddenly an entire sexual interaction begins to formulate in your thoughts? And as you dwelled on these thoughts, what happened? Did your body naturally react to this new attraction that has now been created? That's the power of sound. But what does it mean to hear sound? The word hear means to perceive by the ear or to listen. So we utilize our ears in order to hear sounds that we can choose or not choose to listen to. Have you ever had someone say to you, "I know you hear me, but are you listening?" Because listen means to attend to, paying attention, where you're placing your focus, see? The word listen means to obey. When we are really listening to the sounds we're hearing with our ears, we hold ourselves accountable to using our senses. The average human ear can recognize over 100,000 sounds and noises on a daily basis. The key in using our senses when it comes to our sex lives is to learn, understand, and know which of these sounds aid in creating our sexual experiences and which of these sounds actually can kill the mood. Stimulate your sense of hearing by focusing. Focus, listening to the feeling that stimulates the ears. Let it speak to you. Converse with it. Because when you let the feeling speak, you're allowing yourself to be open to the depth and richness of your whole self. By listening to your body and accepting what you are hearing, the messages that your inner self is sending to you. Focus on the sounds that turn you on sexually, that heighten your sensuality. See, I myself am a fan of dirty talk and listening to my significant other's moans. I like that shit. Because we have the power to use our voices and utilize our words to create sound. And for me, when I hear these sounds, hearing my partner tell me what I'm doing that turns them on, that increases my passion to create sexually. However, hearing in regards to sex is pointless if we don't actually listen to what is being said. To listen, remember, is to attend to or obey. That's application, applying what you hear and actually doing it. Or not do it. And when we take the time to actually listen to each other in the bedroom, we strengthen the bond of trust. Because now we are showing with actions that we care. And this is big for those who engage in the BDSM lifestyle. I myself do. Communication, hearing, and listening is key. Safe words. And speaking of BDSM, hearing the sound of a whip against the surface can be an instant turn on for me as well. I just want to put that out there. Always use a safe word, yada, yada, yada. And communicate, people. We've got to do better at communicating with each other. Ask your partner to tell you, very softly, how your body feels as he or she touches you, how it feels as he or she strokes you. Don't let your partner do all the talking. Make sure you share with him or her your own thoughts about sex. Another option is to tell each other what you're going to do or what you like to do to them. Never be afraid to talk about sex. And just as much as you speak, make sure you silence, hear, and listen. So stimulate your hearing to make the process of creation sexier. Whisper in a soft voice. Moan. Breathe deeply. Groan. Squeal. Show your appreciation and excitement through sound. Talk dirty. Read poetry. Share your fantasies or create new scenarios to act out together. If that's not arousing enough, involve other couples or singles into your fantasies while having sex. Listen to music that sets the mood or create a playlist of songs that has you feeling yourself. Whatever ways you utilize your sense of hearing, always remember, when sounds turn you both on, so will sex. And on that, we're going to jump back into tonight's sex tape. This is Feed Your Fetish.
me what you want. Oh, you want that? Say the word. Turn around.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it. I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, no.
No more hoping and wishing. Name your position. I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, and I got
Anything
it, babe.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it. Name your position, I got it, babe.
Oh, girl, why don't you
help me?
Welcome back, and it's time for us to switch it up a bit. Let's get anal. Now that's anal as in analytical. And for tonight's Let's Get Anal, I want to talk about our gift of communication and listening beyond what people are saying. Now, to communicate means to give or transmute a quality of feeling or information to another, to share or inform. What I'm doing right now, I'm communicating. But when it comes to communication, the reason I want to speak on this is because I've come to recognize through my own experiences navigating with others how many people lack awareness of the many forms of communication there really are. Many believe communication is just a verbal space. And yes, using our words are important. Using our words are actually very important because our words cast spells. So be impeccable with your word. Be without sin in what you say. The four agreements. May your yes be yes and may your no be no. That's simple, right? It would be if many of us would be mindful and keep in mind that our words do cast spells on ourselves and others. What we speak into ourselves and onto others with our words, with verbal communication, is often manifested through our physical or external interactions. If you keep telling yourself you're not shit, you most likely won't be. Because that's how you perceive yourself, and that's how you speak on it. And then you'll attract the reflections of yourself that you feel also are not shit. Same goes with speaking about others. How we perceive someone is who they will be to us in our lives. The reflection of ourselves. How we verbally communicate with each other is often navigated in spaces of arguing because no one is taking the time to listen to each other, to understand. We listen to respond. We're not looking to have understanding of ourselves in this moment by understanding the reflection of ourselves in that moment, listening to them. I've come to find for myself that the best way to heighten my sense of listening when it comes to communicating is practicing silence, because practicing silence is a great way to build a better relationship with your gift of verbal communicating. Speaking, knowing when to speak, speaking to deposit life into the space, speaking with a purpose, speaking with meaning, speaking for change, speaking in love. Now, we also communicate through our actions. We navigate in movement around ourselves and with others, and we communicate through what we call body language. Using our physical bodies to communicate what we want, what we need, what we desire, what we like to have, what we don't want. And when it comes to sex, just like when your girl gets wet, when she gets turned on and your man gets hard, when he's ready to put it down, that's the way your body communicates. We communicate when we don't like something as well. Facial expressions. If you like someone, you may go out of your way to spend time with them, buy them gifts, do things they like to do. Communicate to them that you are interested in them in whatever way they may be, in whatever way that may be. But overall, it creates a sexual creative space, even if you're not looking to be sexual, because you are communicating. And if you listen to what's being communicated, you can decide, determine, discern for yourself if this is a space you want to continue to deposit your energy to. When we lie, cheat, and abuse in relationships, we are communicating that we don't value that person in our lives. Communicating that creating hurt is more important than to be loved. The truth. However, we are always communicating the truth of who we are by what we do, say, how we carry ourselves, who we surround ourselves with, by the choices we make or don't make. In all that we do, we are communicating who we are. And sometimes that's not always whom we are meant to be. Be mindful of how you are communicating. Listen beyond what people are saying. Because people will always tell you exactly who they are, even if they're not speaking and using their words. And on that, we're going to jump back into tonight's sex tape. This is Feed Your Fetish. Let's play around a bit and get a little oral with some oral play and discuss the foods and or things that we can do to have better ear health in order to hear better in our spaces of sexual creation. Now, for me, I'm a big fan of potassium because potassium is responsible for regulating the amount of fluid in your body and body tissue. That's important to your hearing health because fluid in your inner ear, that part of your ear that translates the noises we hear into electrical pulses that the brain interprets as sound, is dependent upon a rich supply of potassium. So potatoes, spinach, lima beans, tomatoes, raisins, which are just dried grapes, apricots, bananas, melons, oranges, all high in potassium. Magnesium is also something great to put into your diet, to add into your diet. Lack of adequate magnesium within your inner ear causes the blood vessels to shrink, so that can lead to hearing loss. So foods high in magnesium would be bananas, artichokes, potatoes, spinach, and tomatoes, which also, as you can see, some of them fall into potassium as well. So feed two birds with one seed. Zinc boosts the body's immune system and also is responsible for cell growth and healing wounds. So it is potentially helpful in warding off germs that cause the common cold, which often lead to ear infections. Cashews, almonds, peanuts, beans, split peas, lentils, all of those are high in zinc. Now, outside of the food, be mindful of what you're feeding your ears with music. People you listen to. Noises in general. The spaces that you are surrounding yourself in and the sounds that you're subconsciously taking in. What are you feeding your sense of hearing? And on that, we're going to jump back into tonight's sex tape. This is Feed Your Fetish.
There's something wrong with my one more time if you can. I'm pretty sure my phone can be answered by no man.
It's about that time for me to wrap it up and remind you to wrap it up. Give thanks to anyone and everyone that continues to hear and listen to Feed Your Fetish. I'd like to let everyone know that Feed Your Fetish is now on YouTube. Now, it is not just videos of me speaking. It is actually conversations, real life conversations between women, discussing a lot of the things that we discuss here on this podcast. However, it's in different spaces, from different women, in different places in their lives. And I think it's very important to show this, to share this, for this to be seen, to communicate this through sound, through visuals, through all of our senses, so that we can continue to change the conversation between women to better change the world. Find Feed Your Fetish on YouTube by searching Feed Your Fetish. You can also contact me personally at feed_your_fetish on IG or feedyourfetish17@gmail.com. Let me know what you like to hear on the show. Let me know if you like the show. Let me know if you don't like the show. Just let me know how you feel. Let me know if you just want to talk. I'm always here to listen because Shakti understands. Because I'm there too. I am a reflection of you. You are loved and very much appreciated. And on that, you've just been fed. This is Feed Your Fetish.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.